We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halvah, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. We mentioned that this halacha is based on chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where there Rabbeinu Zal refers to the source of Shefa as the Malve HaGodol, the great lender. He speaks about how all vegetation, herbs, grasses, they receive their energy from stars, and those stars from the stars above them, and from angels, and from the angels above them, going all the way up to the source from which they all receive, which is called the Dvar Hashem. And the Dvar Hashem means the command of Hashem, kaviyachol, number one. The Dvar Hashem is also another word for tefillah, real tefillah. That when a person is zeicha to a very high level of tefillah, their tefillah is referred to as the Dvar Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie that into a person lending money on earth, who is also called a malve, a lender. V'zeh b'chinas halvo. What Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran about the flow of Shefa coming down from the highest places down to this earth is tied into the concept of lending down here on earth. Ki kishecho doise chesed m'chaveroi u'malveloi, because when an individual person shows kindness to another person by extending a loan to them, ayidei zeh nase zeh hamalve b'chinas hamalve anal. The lender becomes like the malva mentioned over there in Likutei Moran, Shehu Habal Tefillah, who is the master of prayer, Shekulam Mekablim Mimenu, whereby everyone receives from him. V'hakabolah Shemekablim Mehabal Tefillah, and that which they receive from the Bal Tefillah, Dahainu Mashekol Ho'olamos, the fact that all the different worlds and all the heavenly angels and the heavenly spheres, the sun and the moon and everything, all draw from and receive their power from tefillah, hakol nikro b'shem halvo. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the term borrowing. They borrow. Kanal, as we mentioned before, Kamaisha Kosov, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kol Koichvayo Loivin Do Min Do. All of the stars borrow from each other. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why that term. V'alkein, Kishe'echod Malve L'chaveroi Mois, like Yoitze Bozeh. And therefore, on earth, when a lender lends money or something else to somebody, Voise imoi gemilus chesed, thereby performing an act of kindness, ayideze shum malve lechaveroi, by lending him, ayideze bisarusa de lesato isar de leila. Through that action being performed down here on earth of lending to somebody, that triggers off a reaction in heaven that causes the heavenly malve to be activated. Vazai gam lemalo. And then, in responding to what the person did down here on earth, the heavenly malve gets activated and starts lending to the one below them, and lending, and they pass it on to the one below them, and so on and so forth. Each one of these heavenly bodies is mashpia, extends a flow of shefa, sustenance, to the one below it, Ad oilam hatachtoin azeh, until it reaches all the way down to this world. Shekol ze nikra b'shem halvo. And all of this is referred to as lending. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, and he's going to, in the next paragraph, he's going to clarify why the lending and borrowing. Ki gedoylo gemilas chasodim yoyser min atzdoka. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, page 49, that extending a loan to somebody is a greater mitzvah than actually giving charity, giving the person money. Because when you give somebody, usually you're giving them an immediate fix. You're giving them $50, $100, what they need to get by this minute. but you're not solving their problem, that they don't have a way of generating money, they don't have a way of continuing. Whereas usually, when a person is lending somebody, they're lending them a larger sum, they're lending them money to be able to help them get back on their feet, to be able to put the person in a position where he can get over a certain impasse, and from that point on, he'll be able to stand on his own feet. That's one of the reasons why gemach, gemilas chesed, is greater than tzedakah. Another reason is that tzedakah you can only give to a person who's poor. Gemilas chesed is something that can be done to a rich person even. A rich person doesn't have a particular tool at hand. He doesn't have a hammer. Can you lend me your hammer? Can you lend me this, whatever it is? So gemilas chesed can be done to rich and poor alike. V'zeh yodua. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, and this is a known fact. She'ikr hisoyrus hashefa lemalo ad she'tered mimadrega lemadrega ad lemato, that one of the most important things that activates the flow of shefa, the flow of sustenance from above, from heaven, to be able to come down to this earth, ikroi nasa al yidei hatzdoko. One of the most important things that makes that happen is when we down here on earth are charitable, when we perform acts of tzedakah. Shekeshem shebnei odom rachmim ze al ze umashpia echad l'chaveiro ivanoisein l'tzedakah, because when human beings show kindness to each other and a person is willing to be charitable to another human being, kemoikein misoirer hashefa l'malo, that causes a similar response by Hashem to be willing to open the faucet and to send down a flow. Umashpiim gam lemalo kol hamadregois u'alyonois v'kol tzvomalo, and up in heaven, all the heavenly sources open up, get turned on, and they start sending down a flow in a downward direction from one to the other, ad ho'ilam atachtoin, until it reaches this world that we exist in, the lowest world. V'alkein tzrichin litein tzedoko koidem hatfila. Now you'll understand why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that it's important for a person to give charity before davening. Ki al yidei hatfila mamshichin kol ha-hashpois. Because we know that tfila helps a person receive all kinds of flow of sustenance from Hashem. Ki hatfila hi shoyresh ho'elyoin shel kol ha-hashpois. Because tfila is the original source from which all shefa comes from. As Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in Likut Imran, that it all originates from the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem is what created everything. The pasuk says, "Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu uberuav piv kol tzvon." Everything was created through the word of Hashem, and everything continues to be created and maintained through the Dvar Hashem. The whole flow of shefa is from Dvar Hashem, for which another word for that is tefillah. Ki kulam mekablim misham. Because all of them, all angels, everything else, receives from there, from the Dvar Hashem, from tefillah. V'alkein tzrichin litein tzedakah koidem tefillah, and that's why it's so important to give tzedakah before davening. K'dei shal yidei tzedakah yeh eloi koyach lahamshich hashpois lamato, because tzedakah is what generates that magnetic pull, in a sense. Tzedakah is what helps pull that flow of shefa down to the world. We know Rabbeinu Zal writes in a place in the Likutei Moharan that the commandment in the Torah for giving tzedakah is posoyach tiftach es yodecho lachicha l'nyecha. Open your hands to the poor person. And Rabbeinu Zal says, why open? This tells us that tzedakah opens openings. It opens doors. It's poteach ptachim. So that again, tefillah causes the flow. But usually, before the flow, you got to open the door first. Tzedakah opens the door. Tefillah says, okay, move it out. Move out all of that shefa from above. Move it down. Kedei shal yidei tzedakah yeloi koyach lahamshich ha-hashpo islamato. Exactly. Ugmilus chesed, and lending, extending a loan, dahainu halvoas chen, as it's called, Gedoyla yoiser min atztaka. That's even a higher level than tztaka we said before. Val yodo mo'ira biyoiser hashefa sheteret midargala dargala mata. Therefore, if tztaka opens the door, then gemach, giving a loan, does it even stronger and better. It opens that door and it activates that flow of shefa that it should go down from level to level until it reaches all the way down to us. Ki hamshochas hashefa, because the flow of sustenance from Hashem, mashekol tzvo malo mekablen zemizeh, which works as a chain, as we said. This one receives from this one and then passes it down to this one, etc. Vezemizeh, nikro b'shem halvo kanal. We find in the Zohar Kodesh, it doesn't use the term to give, it uses the term to lend. As we quoted earlier, kol koichvaya loivin domendo. V'alkein, and therefore, by a Jew on earth being willing to lend to another person, he extends to his fellow Jew this loan, he also initiates above in heaven that all the angels on that path leading up to from heaven down to earth and all the heavenly spheres that are responsible, that are part of that chain, that flow of shefa, that all of them should also lend from one to the other. Dehainu, each one should pass down this sustenance from one to the next, sheze bechinas halvo kanal, which is referred to as halvo. Nimtza, so we see therefore, shalidei halvo shechod malvel chaveroi, that by a Jew down here on earth lending money or lending anything else to a fellow Jew, shehi mitzva min haTorah, which we know is one of the 613 commandments. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishpotim, Im Kesef Talve Esami, if you will lend money to a member of my nation, Vidorsh Raboisenu Zal, and the Gemara says that the word Im over there does not mean if. Sheim Ze Choiva, that the word Im, as it's being used in that context, implies you're required to, you're obligated to. If you have the money, if you have the ability to extend a loan, it's a mitzvah, it's a requirement. When a Jew performs that action down on earth, he enters into that chair, he's sitting down into that chair that Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in the Ketuvim called the Malve HaGodol, the great lender, who initiates, which is the Dvar Hashem, which initiates the flow of Shefa down to the world. Dahainu habaltfila. He becomes the baltfila. But again, we still haven't solved this mystery about lending. Why is it called lending in terms of the flow of Shefa coming from above? V'alkein kol nichse haloive mishubodim lamalve. And based on what we're learning here, we're going to be able to understand why when someone borrows from somebody else, all the possessions of the borrower become liable and responsible to help that borrower return the loan. Vafilu ma shemochar, even if he went ahead and sold some of his possessions during that time frame of the loan, v'nosan, or he gave it away, achar ha'halvo, after the day when he took the loan, hakol mishubod lahamalva midina. The law says that all of those things that he had in his possession at the time of the loan, all of them are obligated towards fulfilling the loan. Ki kol halokhim shelokhu me'aloive, because all of those buyers or receivers who received anything from the borrower, and therefore they received their ownership of that item from the borrower. The borrower gave it to them, or he sold it to them. All of them must return that power that they got, that purchasing power or whatever it is, that ability to receive. They have to return it to the lender. when the time comes that the loan has to be paid up. Just like in the example that Rabbi Nazal gives in Likutei Moran, the master of prayer, who we said he is the Malveh HaGodol, he's the great lender, and we said that when he goes out into the field to pray, shetzrichim kol ha'asabim lehachzir koicham l'sharosham shehi atfila kanal. All of those grasses and trees and leaves and everything, which received their energy from above, from the Malveh HaGodol, are now required to give back, to return. Ubishvil ze nikro hakoyach shemekablim kol tzvo malo echod mechaveroi. And now we'll understand why this power, this energy, this flow that each one of those that's along the chain receives from the one above them, v'gam hakoyach sheyoinkim u'mekablim ho'asabim mehakoychovim shalayim, and also this energy that the grass, the vegetation, the plants and everything receive from the stars that are appointed over them, hakoyl nikra b'shem halvo. It's all referred to as a loan. It's not referred to as a gift, as something they receive. It's referred to as a loan. Kanizker le'el b'shem hazoyar. As we mentioned in the previous paragraph, when we quoted the Zohar HaKadosh, which said that each one of them lends to the one below them. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'lechoyro hitmiya. There seems to be a major question here. Ma inyan shem halvolakan. Why is the term lending used here? And when we talk about lend, a loan usually has to be paid back. So when do they pay back? When Rabbein Azal defined in that chapter in Likutei Moran the flow of Shefa, he quoted the Zohar HaKadosh, which told us that the stars lend Shefa to the grass and to the vegetation below, and the stars receive this loan. They receive it from the stars above them and from them above them, and they receive it from the angels, and they receive it from the angels above them. But the Zohar Kodesh used the terminology, they're all lending. It's a loan, lending and borrowing. So when do they return it? Ki halvo oimedes lefroya, because the term loan always implies being paid back. So again, this is the terminology used in the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh doesn't explain where's the loan, where's the payback. However, based on what Rabbein Azal teaches us in that first chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran, we're going to be able to understand it very clearly. Kihu bechinas halvo mamish, because it is exactly a loan. This flow of Shefa that's being sent down to earth by all of these heavenly bodies, it's a loan that's being extended. Ube'emes oimedes lefroya tomir, and it's always being paid back. It always has to be given back. Ki kol hakoychois v'hahashpois shemekablim kulam, because all the energy and all the flow of sustenance that each one of these on the ladder receives from the one above them, v'zeh mizeh ad lamato, until it reaches all the way down to this earth, hakol hu rak bebchinas halvo kanal. It is all being extended as a loan. I'm giving you this temporarily, v'oimedes lefroya, with the understanding that they're going to give back. Dahinu, shekulam tzrichim lahachzir ulahalo iskoicham. All of them need to give back and return this powerful energy that they receive from above, be'ez hatfila, when a Jew gets up to daven, when a Jew is praying. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, vayetze Yitzchok losuach, Yitzchok Avinu went out to pray, basode. Basode means in the field, basede also means with the field. He was praying with the field. They were joining in his prayer. They were taking that energy that they received from above and putting it back into the pot, putting it back into the chain. Shebishas HaTfila, so that during the time of Tfila, Shehi Sharosham, which is their source, that's where all this whole flow of Shefa came about also through Tfila, Bechinas Hamal VeHagodol, as we said, the great lender, which is the Dvar Hashem, which starts off this whole flow of Shefa, Azai Tzrichin Kol HaKoychoi Shenimshichu Milamala. Then all of these sources, all of these power sources, which received from above, Mizel Ozeh, from one to the other, Ad Lamato, until it came all the way down to this earth, Kulam Tzrichim LaHachzir Koychom El HaTfila. All of them are required to return that power into the Tfila. Tfila is what initiates it, and then Tfila is where they give it back. They receive super energy, and then they pump it back into the Tfila. Just like you have many machines like that, where the machine receives something, and what it receives, it gives it back, or it spits it out. V'zehu b'chinas piroin kol ha'havoisanal. And this is also the concept of paying back all loans. Because again, when a person is in a time of need, they need major help. They're lacking energy, they're lacking money, they're lacking tools, whatever it is, and somebody goes ahead and gives them that item, then that gives them a certain power that they need at that moment. As soon as they don't need it anymore, they're ready to return that power to the one who had it originally. And now that person is able to run with it again, to use it again for all kinds of things. So tefillah is the source from which this whole flow comes down. And it puts the energy into all the different elements along the way. And then those elements put it back into the tefillah at the right moment. And now we're going to understand an incredible term that's used throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'ze b'chinas aliyas ho'olamos b'shas ha'tfila k'yadua. Now we'll understand also why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when a person is davening, through their tefillah, they bring about an elevation of the worlds, that the worlds move up. The olam ha'asiya moves up to the olam ha'yitzira, the olam ha'yitzira moves up to the... Ki kol ha'koychos kulam, because all of these pieces of energy, milamato ad lamala, from way down here on earth, going all the way reaching up to the top, kulam choizrim l'sharoshom, all of them return to their source, shehu dvar Hashem, of which the original source is the dvar Hashem, b'chinas ha'tfila, shehu hamal v'hagodol. Shezeu b'chinas piro in kol ha'avoyz. This is the whole concept of paying back all of those loans. All of them received a loan. They received something to be able to use, to fill up on, to get energized on. And then as soon as they got energized, here you go, take it back. Lahavdil, a person's car, the battery dies. Battery is dead. Person can't do anything with the car at all whatsoever. It's gone. Somebody else goes ahead who has a car with a battery that works. They extend pipes. It takes 5 minutes or so. The other car that was dead a minute ago gets energized now. It's ready to go. It's ready to leave. And then it returns those pipes. It returns whatever it received from. It returns it back to the original owner, who could now do it for another car who has that ability now to pass it on again and again. We know that in Ruchnius, in Gashmius, when you give something away, if you have 100 and you give away 50, you're only left with 50. There's no way, But in Ruchnius, if I have a candle and I use that candle to light a second candle, the first candle hasn't lost anything in the process. I've doubled the light, and the source is still 100% perfect. I can light a billion candles. So here again, the Shefa can come down and energize each piece along the way. And at the right time, when those pieces got what they needed, they put back, they return to the source, and they're still running. It's like the person who gave back the cables and his car is going, no problem. V'yacharka choyzer habaltfila, and then the baltfila goes ahead, Umoyrid hashefa lechol ha'olamos ad lamata, and sends down a flow of sustenance to all the worlds, all the way down to the bottom. Vazai heim choizrim v'nasim loyven etzloy, and then once again they become borrowers from him. They're receiving. They're getting energized, and then at the right time they return. V'alkein kemoishah habal tefila shu amal v'hagodol yochoy litroiv kol hakoychos. Just as the great Malve, the great lender who sent down this whole flow of Shefa, has the ability to grab it back. He can grab back that energy and send it back up, as he does during Tefillah, when he causes the different worlds to be elevated through his Tefillah. Ki kulam muchrochim lahachzir koicham lesharosham, because all those who receive this energy along the way, all of them are obligated to return that energy to their source, to give it back to their source, shehi hatfila, which is tfila, kanal. Ulechol mokim shenim shehu akoichos mizeloza ad lamata, and to all the different places along the way, all the different stops along the path, which receive this energy going all the way down, they have to also return, send that energy back up, all the way up. So just like that works on the spiritual level, the way Rabbeinu Zal explains it over there in Likutei Moran, k'moy kein mamish, so too down here on earth, kol halekuchos shelokchu mi'aloyve, anyone who received from this borrower, this person who borrowed, he took out a loan for $100,000. And then he went ahead and gave out the money to different people or sold his properties, other possessions that were attached to that loan. He went ahead and gave. He suddenly became generous. He's one minute he's a borrower and the next minute he's giving or he's selling. All of those who received, tzrichim lahachzir lahamalta b'shas haperoin. When payday comes, when that loan comes due, everyone is responsible to return, to give back. Ki kulam boim bekoichoi sheloive, because all of them received whatever they got from the borrower, ubeshas haperoin. And when the time comes, when that borrower is supposed to give back, hakoil tzrichem lahachzer koichem lamalve, the borrower and anyone who received from him is obligated to return to the lender. Just like the trees and the plants and everything down here on earth that received energy from the heavenly Malva, from Tefillah, are obligated to return that energy to its source, Shehu HaTefillah, Shehu HaMalva HaGodol. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, ach, however, Sheyesh chiluk ben malva bishtar lemalva al peh. We know that the halacha tells us that there's a major difference in whether the loan was written down, whether he actually wrote a shtar, a contract, saying that I'm lending you this money on this and this day, and you're required to return it on this and this day, and witnesses signed it, or it was simply done bal peh, orally, no written documentation. Because this power that the lender has, that he has the ability not just to take back from the borrower, but to take back from anyone who received from the borrower, even if it went over to their possession already, that cannot be done. Unless the lender is really, he has power. And his power comes from a written document that has witnesses signed on it. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that based on that chapter in Likutei Moran again, based on chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Paragraph Dalit. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, she'ikar shleimus hatfila hi alidei b'chinas nevua, that tefillah is something very important. But tefillah is also, can be on a scale from 1 to 1,000,000,000,000. You can have a tefillah that's a 1, or a tefillah that's 1,000, a tefillah that's 1,000,000, a tefillah that's 1,000,000,000. Rabbeinu Zalovdei in Likut Imran says that one of the most important things that gives power to tefillah is prophecy. When there's a flow of prophecy, the wording that Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likut Imran, when there's a flow of prophecy, even if we don't have actual prophets that are prophesizing, but as long as that switch is turned on, as long as that faucet is on, that there's a flow of prophecy, that gives tremendous energy to the tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there in the story, I think it might be in this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayera, where Avimelech takes Sarah, or last week's parsha, Avimelech takes Sarah, he thought it was Avram Avinu's sister, so he takes her to his house, and he's gonna control her, he's gonna live with her, etc. Hashem sends him a variety of sicknesses, him and his whole palace. Everybody is sick to death. And Avimelech wakes up and realizes he made a mistake. And he goes to Avram Avinu, why did you trick me? Why did you tell me it's your sister? Why didn't you tell me it's your wife? I never would have. So Hashem, when Hashem sends a text to Avimelech, when Hashem texts Avimelech, he says to him, listen, buddy, you better give her back right away. Ki novihu, because Avram Avinu is a prophet, v'yispalel batcha, and he'll pray for you. In that pasuk, we see clearly, ki novihu, v'yispalel. Person will say, what does one have to do with the other? The fact that Hashem said he's a prophet and he'll pray shows that what you need in order for prayer to be effective, you need that the flow of prophecy should be flowing. And Rabbeinu Zalveir expounds on it a little bit more in one of the commentaries, the Parporois Lechachma on that chapter. He gives major proofs and expounds on it a lot, showing the connection between prophecy and tefillah. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran, that Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kial yidei nevuah nifdeis v'nigeles hatfilah min hagolus," that prophecy is what helps take the tefillah, to redeem the tefillah and take it out of its imprisonment. The tefillah can be in exile. A tefillah can be locked up, can be frozen. To defrost it and to make it flow, to make it effective, you need a flow of nevuah. V'hanevuah nimsheches, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, how do you get that flow of nevuah going? Al yedei hayira, when there is the proper fear and respect. Shenishlemes al yedei hasholosh regolim, and the yira is developed and perfected through the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Ayin Sham, look over there in that first chapter on the Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal shows clearly how this works, how by keeping the three holidays properly, that develops and completes a person's yira, and when there is yira, then the nevuah conflicts, this flow of nevuah is going. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ein lahabal tfilo koyach lehalois kol hakoyches l'sharoshon kiim al yidei hanevuah kanal. That this person who goes out into the field to pray, and he wants, and all of those grasses and everything are trying to join to feed their energy into his prayer, he doesn't have the fuel to send it up, to shoot that up without nevuah, without this power of nevuah. V'zeh bechinas milva bishtar u'milva alpeh. And with this, we'll understand the difference between a loan that's in writing versus a loan that's only an oral commitment. Ki bechol dovor yesh Torah. Because in everything in existence, there is Torah. The word Dvar Hashem means tefillah. The word Dvar Hashem also means Torah. The Gemara and the Medrash tell us that what was the blueprint that Hashem used to create the world? The Torah. What ingredients did he use? The Torah, the letters of the Torah. With the letters of the Torah, Hashem created the rivers and the trees and the cities, everything. So every single thing in existence has Torah in it. Ki hakoil mekabel koyach me'atorah. Everything receives energy from the Torah. And by the way, again, the word Torah is another word for Hashem. We know the Zohar HaKadosh makes a famous statement. Kutshe berichu V'Yisroel v'Oraisa chadhu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Umil v'al peh, achizosay mebechinas Torah shebal peh. Therefore, when a loan transaction is done verbally, orally, it's plugged into the oral Torah, to the Gemara, to the Talmud. Umil v'bishtar, when a loan is written down, achizosay mebechinas Torah shebichsav. Then it's plugged into the written Torah. Ki bahashtar yesh kama dinin shelemedin miloshen hashtar. Because when a person writes a legal agreement, there's all kinds of halachas that are determined based on exactly what did you write. Did it have the right date? Did you date it earlier than the proper date? Did you date it forward? Sometimes a person says, I need a month, but do me a favor, let the month start, it's taking the loan on Thursday, the month should start from Sunday. And if the person agrees to put Sunday's date on the shtar, and on Thursday the borrower goes and unloads all his real estate and everything, now that the lender comes to collect in court, and the guy says, what do you mean, I don't know. The guy says, but you had property. No, I didn't. Yes, you did, I know, I looked it up, I Googled it, and I saw clearly which properties belong to you. He says, yeah, that was on Thursday. Yeah, that's when I lent you the money on Thursday, yeah. But the date is, it's the document is dated for Sunday. Yeah, because you told me, you asked me if we could. Sorry, buddy, you agreed. There's all kinds, we know there's thousands of pages in Halacha, in Sforim, on all the different details, on depending how the contract was written, depending on where the witness is signed and how they signed, all the different details. So the writing of the contract has all kinds of laws, Torah laws associated with it. Umidaktikim biksav hashtar bechoser v'yeser. And we're very particular about every word in that document, whether there's too little or too much, if there's anything missing that's supposed to be there, or if there's any extra words there, either one of those could change the picture totally. Nimtza sheyesh Torah v'dinin biksav hashtar. So we see that there's Torah and laws attached to this document. V'yalkein hashtar hu bebechinas Torah shebichsav. And therefore, this piece of paper, this loan contract, is like a piece of written Torah. V'zehu bechinas nevuah. And that's similar to the concept of prophecy. Ki nevuah hu bechinas Torah shebichsav. Prophecy is associated with the written Torah. Ki kol hanevuos heim bechlal Torah shebichsav. All prophecies are associated with the written Torah. And now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain where we see that. Ki ikr hashtar hu al yedei ho'edim. Because we know that in a shtar, in a legal contract, the most important binding pieces are their witnesses. Who did anybody witness it? You could have written this by yourself. You could have generated it on, you know. So, who signed this document? And we have to interrogate them and see, is it true? Is this their signature, etc.? So the main part of the shtar is the witnesses. Utrein sahadi heim bechinas train samchek shoit. The two witnesses are like the two legs that hold up a person. They're netzach and hoy. They're like the whole support to the building. Ki heim mekaimim hadover. Because they're the ones who establish this document. Kemoshikosv, as the pasuk says, al pishnayim edim yokum dover. Through two witnesses, this dover will be established. Yoko means to stand up. This document is standing on those signatures, on the signatures of those witnesses. And the Gemara says, b'mekayme dover hakosu medaber. The pasuk is speaking about those who establish it. Mekayme adover zebechinas train samchek shoit. That's the legs. That's the whole support. Ki hadovor nismach v'niskayim al yodom. Because the document is relying most on those witnesses, on the ability to be able, for them to be able to come and testify, yes, we saw, that is our signature, what it says here is exactly the truth. Nobody added any words or changed any words to the contract. We know you can do that also. Today with graphics, you can change pictures. We know today you can change a picture. A person who's standing still, you could make him laugh, sing, jump up. A person says, I never did that. True, 100%. On the computer, we could make it look like you're dancing 100%. Because this document is leaning on and being established by them. This is the concept of prophets. We know the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the prophets, the power of prophecy, receives from Netzach and Hoid, from the legs. We know, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get his prophecy from? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu received his prophecy mibein shnei hakruvim, from between the two cherubs in the Mishkan, in the Holy of Holies. There was the Aron, there was the Ark. On top of the Ark, there were the kruvim. These birds with childlike faces. They looked like small children. The faces on these birds were the faces of small children, and this is where Moshe Rabbeinu received his prophecy from. It's brought that the words Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, the first letter spelled the word Moshe, to show that's where his power. Moshe is the Navi, the rabbi of all prophets. All prophets receive via him. He received from Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. What are these? Why were they childlike faces? We know that the spheroids of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes are called parents, avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. What does that make Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid? They're called children. If Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes are avos, the level below them is children. So Netzach and Hoid, which is from where the prophecy comes from, is these childlike, the childlike faces that were on those kruvim. So that's what Rav Nosson says here. They're called these trei samchei kshoit, neviim. So the neviim receive from this same, which correspond to the legs. Chesed is the right hand, gvur is the left hand, tiferes is the trunk of the body. Netzach and hoid, which is from where prophecy comes from, that's the legs. That's the witnesses. Prophets are called witnesses, as we'll see in a minute. V'alkein hanavua nikreis b'shem edus, and this is why we find prophecy is referred to in the Torah as testimony. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'o'idabam, and I will testify to them, when he's speaking about giving over a prophecy. Ha'edoisi bochem, u'k'may shekosav leich reid ho'ed bom. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to present the Torah, Hashem sent him, go down and tell the people X, Y, Z. The wording that Hashem used was ho'ed, go and testify to the people. So we see the term edus and prophecy are used interchangeably. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something he quoted in the previous halacha, a famous Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about the pasuk written in the Yeshaya Hanavi chapter 8, where Hashem says, Vo'idoli edim ne'emonim, I take for myself trustworthy witnesses, Es Uriah ves Zechariah Hanaviim. Uriah and Zechariah, the prophets. So prophets are called witnesses. Ki Hanaviim heim bechinas edim. Because prophets are witnesses that testify to the truth of Hashem. Just like a person, I didn't see what happened. Okay, so what? I did see. I saw and I came. A prophet comes and says, you didn't see. I did see. I saw Hashem, and this is exactly what he told me. This is exactly what he said. Ki anaviim heim bebechinas edim, bechinas train samchei kshoit. These two supports, the word kshoit means of truth. They are the supporters. Netzach and Hoid are the supporters of Tiferes, which is above it, this truth. Tiferes is called Emes, Titein Emes Liakov. V'alkein al yedei hashtar b'edim. And therefore, when there's a document, when there's a contract with witnesses, which is a form of Torah Shebichsav, a form of prophecy, ayidei zeh mekabel hamalve koyach litroif mehaloichim. That empowers the lender to be able to grab, to be able to take back all the energy from those who got it, all those who bought or received from the borrower. Ki zeu bechinas ma shabal tfila shu amal v'agodol mekabel koyach al yedei nevuah shi bechinas edim. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal says there on the Kutimran, that the bal koyach receives, what makes his tfila powerful is this nevuah, shehi bechinas edim. Vaydeze yochoy litroif mikol mokim shenim shavisham. And that gives him the ability to take energy from wherever the energy was dispersed. Sheze bechinas treifa mehalakuchos. This is the concept of grabbing back that piece of real estate or whatever it is from the one that that was sold to or given away to. Vze bechinas mashekosav rabbeinu b'mokam acher. And this ties in also to what Rabbeinu Zal says in a different chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Reish Pei, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Sheho Emuno Mevareres Birurim. There Rabbeinu Zal tells us that there is a power of Emuna, and Emuna is able to go into places of dirt, into places of Tuma and the Sitrachra, and be able to extract from there and rescue holy sparks that are found there. Emuna is mevareres these birurim. But Rabbeinu Zal says there, ve'i efsher loha emuna levarer, ki mal yidei shemekabeles koyach me'atoyro. The emuna cannot accomplish this unless it's plugged into and receiving power from the Torah. Ayin Shem, take a look over there in chapter 280 in Likutei Moran, al posuk ki seitze la milchama, where Rabbeinu Zal bases that chapter on the posuk ki seitze la milchama. So just like over there, we see that the emuna is the one that does it, but the emuna can't do it unless it's receiving power from the Torah. So too in our discussion, the tefillah is the one that does it, but the tefillah doesn't have power unless it's receiving from Nevuah. And this is a theme that goes throughout Kabbalah, throughout Chassidus. You have it in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran. And if you look carefully, you have it everywhere. That there's always this combination. You need both. You need the sun. When it comes to light, there's the sun and the moon. There's Torah and Tefillah. There's rabbi and student. Father and mother. There's Chochmah and Emunah. And either one without the other one is incomplete. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says, when it describes how creation happened, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Abba Oimer, Ima Oise. The father gave the command, the mother pulled the trigger. Ima Oise, she's the one who did. Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina, male, female, all these different forms. Because the Baal Tefillah will not be able to return all of that energy back to its source. That corresponds with what Rabbeinu Zal writes in that other chapter, 280, about the Birurim, extracting, rescuing sparks of holiness that fell into the tumor. Because when we talk about returning all of that energy to its place of origin, that includes the energy that fell into the enemy's court, that fell into the klipos and the tumah la sitrachra. Ubishas hatfilah humale gam kol hakoychos misham. And when a person is davening, not only does he elevate everything that's within the arena of holiness, but he also goes behind enemy lines, paratroopers. They go behind enemy lines and they rescue the Kedusha that's found there and bring that back. And that's always step one. Just like we speak about the Seder HaTfilah, when we start davening in the morning, the first section of Tfilah is all about animals. Karbonos. What are you doing with animals? We're talking to Hashem. I'm wearing my suit and my vest and my pen. We're doing it with the stable with the animals. The answer is that's part. Anytime you want to elevate Kedusha, first you have to go down. You have to go all the way down, reach into the behemos, where there are sparks of holiness over there. There are gilgulim of neshamas over there. And you have to take them out of the tuma, out of the sitrachra, and bring them into the arena of Kedusha. That's step one. Once you've done that, you can start going from the ground floor and moving up. First, you start from the basement. We know usually when there's any problem in a building, a person has a problem, so the guy says, one minute, I have to go down to the, we're going down to the basement, the problem's in my bedroom, who needs the basement? The guy says, you don't understand. You see the problem in your bedroom, but you don't know that it originates from what's going on down there in the basement is where all of the origin of all of it. V'zeh i'efsher, and it's impossible for the tefillah to have the energy to do that kim al yidei nevuah, unless this flow of nevuah is going, shehi bechinas Torah shebichsav, which is this written Torah. And we know, based on that first chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nezal says there, that if a person wants his tefillah to be effective, he needs Torah. And this is why we mention many times, a shul, every synagogue, the most important thing in the synagogue is the Heichal, the Aron Kodesh, with the Sifrei Torah. Person say, why mix the two? You have a prayer house and you have a Torah house. No. Prayer doesn't work unless it's plugged into the Torah, the written Torah, the Sefer Torah. And that's why it's so important, if possible, to learn Torah before you pray, after you pray, whenever you can, because the tefillah draws its energy from the Torah, from Nevuah. Ki ha-Nevuah nimsheches al yidei ha-sholosh regolim. We know Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likut Imran that prophecy draws from the three holidays, Shehem Tlas Avon, which correspond to the three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Vayidei b'chinoi selu, and through all of these pieces, Dahainu Tlas Avon, the three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, who represent Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Unevim, and the prophets, Shehem Klal HaTorah Shebichsav. The Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and the prophets, that pretty much covers us from Bereishis through Dvorim. That's the written Torah, Kayadu as is known. That's what helps take the tefillah out of whatever inertia it's in. The tefillah is stuck. It can't move. It's in exile. That takes the tefillah out of golus. And that enables the Baal Tefillah to elevate all of those energies, afilu mi rishus acher, even the energies that left the ballpark of Kedusha, they left the arena of Kedusha, they're in the other, in a totally different place, in the Sitrachra. Vafluni Sitrachra. Ki beloize iefsher. Without that energy of the Nevuah, the Torah Shebichsav, without that, it's impossible. Why? Why is it impossible? Hold on. I thought tefillah is so special and so powerful. Me'achar shehatefillah bi'atzma hi kaviyochel begolus. Because the tefillah itself is in exile. Ukemavura b'maymar kiseitze, as Rabbi Nezal explains over there in chapter 280 in Likut Imran, ayin shom heitev, study that well, v'hovein, and you'll understand what we're saying here. We know that tefillah is synonymous with malchus. David HaMelech said, va'ani tefillah. Tachas ahavosi yistanuni, va'ani tefillah. I am tefillah. Malchus is the Shechina. Malchus is that power that very often gets grabbed by the other side. The Malchus leaves the Jewish. The Malchus is supposed to be with the Jewish people. We are called Yisrael Mamsholoisov. We are the Memshola of Hashem. But when we misbehave, that Mamshola gets given over to the others. Russia and America, they're the ones who are dictating and determining what Klal Yisrael can and can't do, what we should and shouldn't do. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'iefsher la b'al tefillah shu amal v'agodoy levarer ulehalois hakoiches l'sharoshem, that this great lender, the b'al tefillah, does not have the ability to extract all of those holy sparks and to elevate all of this energy into its source, shehi hatfila, which is the tefila, shehi amalva shalem, which is their provider, kiim al yedei nevua, without the assistance of prophecy, shenim sheches misholosh regolim, which draws its energy from the three holidays, sheze bechinas Torah shebichsav kanal. That's all corresponds to the written Torah. Veze bechinas milve bishtar. This is the concept of alone when there's a written document for it. Ki yefsher lahamalve litroif me'aloichim. The lender, even though he lent the money and was such a great guy and he did such a big mitzvah, he doesn't have the power to go to those people who bought, who made purchases from the borrower and take it away from them. He doesn't have that power. Shelokhu akoyach me'aloive. Those people got their power from the borrower. The borrower said, this is my house, this is my car, I'm selling it to you, I'm giving it to you. Kim al yidei ashtar beidim. Unless he's got a document with witnesses on it, shehem bechinas neviim. That symbolizes prophecy. Bechinas Torah shebichsav kanal. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom Rabbi Yisrael. And this is what the Gemara says when the Gemara explains this. The Gemara says, why? Why does the Gemara says milve b'shtar yesh loy koil? Because when somebody lends somebody something and there's a written contract, people know about it. People hear about it. And therefore, people know to watch out, to be careful, that this guy is a borrower. He just borrowed $100,000. He borrowed $1 million. Even though he's got a car, I ain't buying anything from him until I know that that loan is covered. Because if I buy anything from him at this point, the one who lent him the money can come to me and grab it back and say all of these things are attached to the loan. So when it's in writing, it has a coil. People hear about it. V'alkein toyreif mimishubodim. And that's what gives the lender the power to go to anybody who made any purchases or got any gifts from that borrower after the loan and grab it from them. Aval milval peh ein loy koil. Whereas if it was only an oral agreement, people make an oral agreement and nobody knows about it. What people say to each other, that doesn't get publicized. Ki koil ze bechinas Torah shebichsav. Because a voice, publicity, being publicized, that refers to the written Torah. Ki Torah shebichsav hi bechinas koil. Because the fact that it was put in writing, everybody knows about it. And we know that the Torah shebichsav was given bekoiloi subrokim. The Torah Shebal Peh, whereas the oral Torah is Bal Peh. It's passed down originally. It was never put into writing. It was passed down from one rabbi to the next. And with very limited people that knew about it. Kayaduez is not. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds. Ki Torah Shebichsav hi bechinas koil. The Torah Shebal Peh hi bechinas dibur. Kayadua. In Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar HaKadosh, and other places, it gives many representations of what corresponds to what. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, when it talks about koil and dibur, koil means sound, dibur means speech. Koil is, so dibur is taking the sound and formatting it and shaping it. Just like the written Torah, in the written Torah it mentions the word tefillin in one line. You have no idea what tefillin is about. You go into the Gemara, there's pages and there's all kinds of details telling you exactly what shape and form and all the different details about it. So the Torah Shebichsav is referred to as koil, unformatted speech in a sense. The Torah Shebal Peh is referred to as dibur. V'alkein, ikar kiyum ashtar be'edim, hurak al yidei habezn shel shloisha. And that's why even though you have witnesses on a document, who can establish that this document is 100% kosher? You need a bezin of three judges to investigate, to hear out the witnesses and to check them out, and they put their seal on that document, then you know it's 100%. Ki bezin shel shloishem keneged klas avon. Because this court of three judges corresponds to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Shem Bechinas HaSholosh Regolim, which correspond to the three holidays. Ki HaSholosh Regolim Him Keneged Shloish Ovois, come with its brought that the three holidays correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. V'alkein, we mentioned this many times, Pesach is Avram Avinu. We start Pesach by saying, anyone who wants to come and join us, come join my Seder. Big Seder, a lot of guests. Just like Avram Avinu, the big house, inviting everybody in. Shavuos is Yitzchok Avinu. Shavuos is the we receive the Torah, which was with the shofar, with the shofrois, and the sounds, the crashing lightning, the gvura, pachad Yitzchok. The Torah says that the Ten Commandments were given on Eichod Yechlo mipi gvura nemra. And Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says VeYaakov nosa sukoiso. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos. Kamuv as is brought. And that's why when you have a bezin of three judges, they can corroborate, they can tell you, they can confirm that this document is 100% kosher and legal. Because the witnesses, which represent prophecy, they draw their power from the three holidays, which is the three judges. Because a bezdin, a Jewish court, is what helps complete the yira. We spoke about the yira before. Ki abez nein bechinas yira, shi bechinas din. Beit din, din, judgment, is synonymous with yira, respect, fair. V'al kein, heim shloisha, and that's why there are three judges, keneged ha-shalosh regolim, shal yodom nishlam ha-yira, shi bechinas din. V'al kein al yodom nimshach v'niskayim ha-nevua. And that's why it's through the three holidays, which represent the three avos, they establish the prophecy. Shezeu b'chinas kiyum hoedim. They're the ones who establish that the witnesses are honest and that they're telling the truth 100%. Shem b'chinas neviim, aydei bezn shel shalosh, v'azai yesh koyach la'mal ve'litroif malakuchoy, shebo'em b'koyach shaloivoy. And only then, when there's proper witnesses signed, and when it was confirmed by a bezn, Bezen says, we give you the power, you, Mr. Lender, to go to anybody who purchased anything from that borrower or received any gifts from him from the time of the loan till now and take it away from them. If he doesn't pay you back the money, you can take the property, whatever it is, from those people who received it from him. Hold it over here.